Oh, I parked in the back this morning. I got here late, so, shittier parking. I know, but my boss is cool. She doesn't really care. She just wants the work to get done. Unlike yours. Honestly, I don't know why you don't just barge into the supervisor's office and tell him off. The guy's a certified asshole. Yeah, but this is the third time this month he has you working on a Saturday while he basks in the sun on that deck pool he yammers about. I know, but you're being walked over, dude. If I were you, Yeah, no, I guess you're right. We both need the job. You more than ever. I never got the chance to tell you that. I'm really sorry about your breakup. Truly, I was dealing with some family drama, but I thought about you a lot. Well, here's me. No, we can still talk. I don't have any plans till 6, and that's just a family dinner, so. I don't like the way it all went down with you two. She suddenly blocked me on everything, but I have a friend that she didn't block who forwarded some screenshots about some lies that she has been spreading about you. Oh, you saw that. I'm so sorry. Are you doing okay? I mean, like, really okay. Oh, right. Shit. Ugh. You should sue her for her share of the rent that she owed. Not on the. Ooh, God. Okay, well, that. completely sucks. How much is left? 6 months. Okay. Man. I wish I knew of a way to. Oh, hold on. Hold on. I have one of my crazy ideas. Yes, again. Shush. Okay, hear me out. Why don't I move in with you? Well, why not? Why shouldn't I? We get along great. I can cook better than you. I can watch those black and white movies that you love so much. And we understand each other. We're almost like cousins, dude. Plus, I have month to month, and I could move out anytime I want. I also earn more than her, so I won't be borrowing money from you like she did. Huh? The rent for me would actually be cheaper. I don't see why it wouldn't be a perfect match. Oh, right. Okay, one bedroom is an obstacle. Well, I've been thinking. There might be a way for this whole thing to work out for us. You look surprised. Your cheeks are bright red. No, I didn't. I didn't mean to make fun of you. I think it's sweet. Well, I am in love with you. I mean, I've been that way for a while, and since I met you, you came to know my family. By the way, they all say hi. I know your mom. Your brother helped me fix my car last spring. And my dad is always asking me when you're coming around to watch baseball with him again. They treat you like family. Because you already are family. And I treat yours like mine too. Before, I would tell them time and time again that you're just my friend. You're not like a lover. And then that all changed. I started seeing you in a different light. Even before your breakup, I've gotten to like you more and more. And your ex just served up the perfect pitch for me to knock it out of the park for a home run. So, what do you say? Are you, I don't know, is this a deal? Are you in it with me? I don't know. Was that a yes? Okay, good. Are you certain? Look, I don't want to make you feel like you can't back out. What? Are you being serious? Oh? Really? Is this what's happening? No, it's not. Come here. Oh no. Oh, I never thought you loved me. That's totally insane. That's why I never brought it up. And honestly, had you not had the issue with the apartment, I probably would have waited like way longer to tell you. But right now it feels perfect. Doesn't it? Say it again. Me too. Oh, here's another crazy idea. Tell that asshole supervisor that you can't work this weekend because something incredibly important just came up. It's me!